Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, we still got to get our Joker time in. You know, we still got to get a little John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, here in on this 8 o'clock hour on this Tuesday. Aaron Flint here. We are broadcasting live from an incredible location here at Penco Power Products in Kalispell. And we got a great setup here thanks to Eric Maldonado and crew at B Broadcasting. We got pastries, we got donuts, we got coffee, we got folks already here. We got open microphones for you. And John Jackson holding down the fort back in the studio. John, you're missing out. We got to get you up to the Flathead one of these days, man.
Oh, absolutely. Aaron, you would not believe the conversation that Travis and I just had at the break. Somehow, this got into how race car drivers pee during a race, and then I was telling him about the about the setup that we had in our King Air down in South America, where it's this suction thing with a funnel, and you got to get down on your knees and hit the suction thing, and everything else that we probably can't say on the radio right now. But yeah, Travis and I looked at each other like, how did we start talking about this?
That sounds like every Tuesday when you're on the show. I mean, it's not just the off-air conversations. The most unwoke hour of the week brings it on the air, too. Yeah, I was flying in a C-12 over in East Africa, and it was cool because they didn't have seats, so we had the little, like, Blackhawk, made in Belgrade, Montana, the Blackhawk, you know, on the floor, little seatbelts that you wrap around your waist. And then they had like these, they looked like MRE bags with some sort of salt mixture in them. And that was your little pee bag for the flight in East Africa. So that worked though. I'm like, man, I need one of these when I'm driving the Highline, you know, because man, there's long stretches and sometimes you just got to get where you're going fast. No time to stop.
We were doing our run down to South America one time. We were making our way through these different countries. And, you know, you're napping the whole way. You're sleeping on the metal floor, that C-17 or whatever it was. And bing, bang, bang, bang. I hear all this banging, and I wake up, and I see these two guys, crew guys over there. They got a part of the side of the aircraft, a panel off, and it looks like they're pouring in oil into this thing. So, like, and we're in mid-flight. So I go over there, and I say, what are you guys doing? One of the hydraulic things has failed here, so we're trying to add oil and see if that works. I said, well, what does that mean? They said, no worries. We got another one. We got a backup. I said, well, what happens if the backup fails? They're like, we're going to crash.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have a trouble napping after this.
Why is this analogous to the Biden presidency? Like, we have people, like, you know, rappelling from the side of aircraft to try to keep the thing in flight right now. I mean, just like, good night. What's going on with our economy, inflation, our southern border? Well, John, you're our local terp here in Montana, so you'll know who I got coming up next. Right after the break, we're going to welcome you to the Flathead Valley with Maldonado Gigante. Eric Maldonado in the house from B Broadcasting. So he'll welcome us and he'll describe this incredible facility. Right, we got side by sides, we got jet skis, we got e-bikes, we got dirt bikes. Man, this, all the toys you can imagine right here. So I hope I don't go away empty-handed here after this trip. That's for sure. All right, stand by. Back with Montana Talks live from Kalispell at Penco Power Products. Right after this, and open mics for you as well.
Securing America.
Russia is claiming that the U.S. is responsible for a weekend Ukrainian strike in Crimea, which reportedly killed 4 people. The Russian U.N. ambassador saying Monday that, quote, Washington is directly involved not only by supplying the missiles, but fully controlling their flight missions. State Department spokesman Matt Miller reacted during a Monday briefing.
We provide weapons to Ukraine so it can defend its sovereign territory against armed aggression. That includes in Crimea, which of course is part of Ukraine.
In response to the Russian statement that, quote, the fact that the U.S. is directly involved on this crime is beyond any doubt, Miller added that
it's not unusual for the government of Moscow to make ridiculous hyperbolic claims about responsibility that aren't borne out by fact.
The Defense Department also reacted. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Patrick Ryder.
If they're concerned about casualties among their forces, then they should stop this war immediately.
Give me that, Fox News.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, this is going to be crazy, man. We are going to be all across the state. We're going to start the week in Missoula on Monday. We're going to be in Kalispell Tuesday, Great Falls Wednesday. Start the morning in Butte on Thursday. Then we'll be in Bozeman Thursday night. Back in studio in Billings on Friday with Border Patrol rallies all across the state. Some other events that I'll be attending. Yeah, it's going to be a crazy week. Hey, if you're in any of those towns that I just mentioned, I've got the full itinerary for you. Go to MontanaTalks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Maldonado Gigante! Eric Maldonado, great to see you, my friend.
Good,
thanks for this
morning.
Great setup here. This is incredible.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. Yeah, this is an incredible place. Von Penrod was very nice to allow us to use his facility. And it is just stocked full of every toy that you'd ever want to have if you ever go in the woods.
I'm thinking, too, like, you know, I got my pontoon, I got my camper, but, hey, why not throw a side-by-side on the back of
absolutely.
That thing? Because when you get where you're going, you know, you want to cruise around on land and on the water.
And not only that, he's got the safety gear for, you know, if you're going out there, he's got all the gear, got all the pants, the hardware, the backpacks, everything you're going to need to get out in summer and winter.
Yeah.
He's got it all here.
Yeah, and then out front, he's got one of the jet skis. I like those racks where you can, you know, pull it out of water, and then you can crank it back down in the water, too, lower it, so it's not sitting in the water, getting smacked by the waves, you know, when the winds might kick up or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm glad you're back. Boy, we don't get to talk very often, you know. I just feel a little jealous sometimes. I just sit in my closet with the lights off, and John and you just talk, and I'm like, I used to talk with Aaron.
You can call in anytime. We'll throw you right on. Actually, what we need is that button in your studio where you can just talk right back and forth.
Just pop right in there.
Because we got John Jackson, the Joker, back in the studio. John, one of these days, I think you and Maldonado should just go back and forth for about 2 hours, maybe even longer. You guys would have a great time.
I don't want to think about what he was doing in that closet there while he's listening to us. I'm just going to black that out of my mind. I'm not even going to think about that.
John, only you would go there.
Yeah.
So why don't we talk about something important, like, you know, that dumpster fire of a train next to a Superfund site, John Tester.
Oh, man. My goodness. You know, it was interesting. Last night, John, we had this border security rally with Border Patrol Chief Chris Clem, the retired Border Patrol Chief. And, you know, the questions from the audience were great. And we're going to do a border security rally tonight here in Kalispell as well. But, you know, I mean, you just look at the massive numbers, the 1.7 million gotaways. I mean, the numbers that we're already seeing just here in the first 5 months this year, more illegal aliens than the entire population of the state of Montana. And John Tester has supported every step of the way. But one of the questions was, Montana could lose Electoral College representation, and we could lose a congressional seat. You know, because basically they want to, and Chief Clem agreed, that what Biden is doing and Tester is doing with their policies right now is they're trying to influx, invade all these states with these, the blue states in particular, with illegals, and then they want them to be counted in the census. And then what happens? Montana loses power. We lose power in Congress. We lose power in the Electoral Congress. And it's like John Tester voted for that. He's voted for it every step of the way.
Yeah, and we talked about that yesterday a little bit on our spaces. And one of these lines that probably the CNN anchors are going to hit Trump with, probably trying to accuse him of racism on this whole issue, is this thing Trump said a while back where he said, illegals are poisoning the blood of this country. And I'll say it, I really, really hope they do. I really, really hope they throw that high arcing slow one at Donald Trump, because he can smack that right out of the park. You know why? If they say, you know, the illegals are poisoning the blood of this country, illegals are causing the blood of Americans to run in the streets of this
country. They're spilling the blood in this country.
Yes.
Yeah, two headlines I got in front of me right here, FoxNews.com. The illegal immigrant accused of raping and murdering that 12-year-old girl down in Texas was wearing an ice ankle monitor when crime occurred.
You know, I think that what Trump needs to do, which would be just absolutely brilliant, when they do try, because, you know, they're going to do what they always do. They're going to go to Biden and they're going to go, Mr. President, you've done A, B, and C, and you've done, tell us how you're going to continue that. And then they're going to turn to Trump and go, Mr. Trump. And you'll just see Tapper do that. Mr. Trump.
Yeah.
You've been convicted of 34 felonies. How do you feel you could be president? What he needs to do is he needs to memorize the name, the date of birth, and where they're from every single victim of an illegal alien. And that's all he says. Just say that. Just say, little Susie Smith from Houston, Texas, died from...
That's right. That's a great point. We had Kate Steinle several years ago. And remember, John Tester voted against Kate's law. We've got a Kate Steinle every single week now, sometimes two of them, under this administration. The other headline is from the DailyWire.com. Illegal alien who allegedly murdered Rachel Morin, also linked to an assault on a young girl in California. Just repeated crime after repeated crime. On a lighter note, John, you and I were talking before we kicked off the 8 o'clock hour here. Old Tap Tap Tapperoo, Jake Tapper, right? He's going to be the moderator for this. Here's the montage that they threw together after that CNN anchor cut off the Trump spokeswoman. Let me see if it'll roll for you here.
It would take someone 5 minutes to Google Jake Tapper, Donald Trump, to see that Jake Tapper has consistently forgiven life President Trump.
This is an activist you're looking on your screen, not a journalist. For tens of millions of our fellow Americans, their long national nightmare is over.
What President Trump apparently does find exciting is fomenting fear and doling out falsehoods at a clip that seems dual-purposed to also be a federal employment program for fact-checkers.
Both moderators say Trump's Hitler, so the debate will be fair and balanced.
If you were to open up a copy of Hitler's Mein Kampf, Donald Trump's language mirrors this directly.
Jake Tapper has said publicly, Sean, that Trump is a threat to democracy and has a, quote, disdain for democracy. Never says that about Joe Biden for some reason.
He wants to bring the rest of us down with...
These individuals have opinions and have been actively voicing those opinions as directly hostile to one of the candidates.
Tapper has ordered his own control room to not show Trump speaking live.
The folks in the control room, I don't need to see any more of that.
Yeah, need we say more, right, John?
Oh, God, just listening to that, it induces this vomit response. God, that guy. Oh.
Well, that's your fair arbiter, your journalist debate moderator. But just a hysterical montage, especially after they cut off the Trump spokeswoman.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, this is going to be crazy, man. We are going to be all across the state. We're going to start the week in Missoula on Monday. We're going to be in Kalispell Tuesday, Great Falls Wednesday. Start the morning in Butte on Thursday. Then we'll be in Bozeman Thursday night. Back in studio in Billings on Friday with Border Patrol rallies all across the state. Some other events that I'll be attending. Yeah, it's going to be a crazy week. Hey, if you're in any of those towns that I just mentioned, I've got the full itinerary for you. Go to MontanaTalks.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/try.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, John, stand by back there in studio because, yeah, definitely want to come back to you. I know our listeners that are joining us on the microphones here in Kalispell will want to jump in on the conversation with you here as well. Let's, just like we take phone calls when I'm on the road, we open up the microphones. Paul from Whitefish here in the house first up. Paul, great to see you in person. I remember you called in a while back. So you got a great, you got a much better radio voice than I do. So it's good to see you.
Well, I was here to say that we need to fight these people on global warming. Climate change is not man-made. It's by the sun. And every rise and fall in the temperature since the 70s that they've been monitoring has been caused by the sun's rise and fall output. Also, all the other planets increase and decrease at the same time as the Earth. This greenhouse gas thing is just a weapon to destroy our civilization. And they are using it to the fullest extent. Everybody needs to understand that this is a weapon. It's not real, and it's a sham. More carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is better for this planet, not worse. And it has nothing to do with increasing the temperature, just like we no longer have a threat with ozone holes. It's the same fabrication.
Well, I'll tell you, one of our guest hosts, David Noble, he does a great job just taking this, the climate alarmists, on head on the topic. Because there's kind of two different approaches you could take, right? You can tackle it head on and say, well, wait a minute. The climate's been changing for quite some time now. I mean, just look at the fact that Glacier National Park is called Glacier because it used to be covered in glaciers. There's a reason there's only a little bit of the glaciers actually left now because the climate has been changing for quite some time, right? But I think the thing you said about this is about destroying civilization, or as Joe Biden and Barack Hussein Obama would call it, transforming civilization, right? The open borders. It's about defunding the West and taking resources from Western civilization and bankrupting Western civilization to transform them into something else, and then giving those resources to other countries all around the world, which is why China and Russia, they're not buying any of this. They're going to advance their economy while we cut the legs out from underneath our own, all in the name of the climate, right?
Well, look at how they're trying to make laws now. All on the fact that global warming is happening, climate change. And every one of them is to remove the freedoms that we have.
That's, yeah, man, yeah, that's exactly right. It's about taking away freedom. And what we saw with the COVID lockdowns and the COVID mandates was right in line with this same agenda. It was like that right out of the same playbook. Before we go to the next guest on the microphones here, John Jackson, you're back in studio. Any thoughts from your perch there?
That is a 100% bingo bullseye right there. And there's a reason that Rush Limbaugh railed on this for 20 years. It was his biggest topic because, like he said, climate change, global warming, solves so many of the left's issues in one shot. Never forget that climate change is a watermelon. It is green on the outside, red on the inside.
That's right. That watermelon's analogy, it was actually a young lady down the road in Libby who, you know, actually attended these climate conferences and called out these climate activists. And that's where I first heard this term watermelon several years ago on the radio. All right. Well, next up. Oh, speaking of the great Rush Limbaugh, of course, Dan Bongino on several of the stations across Montana is filling the great time slot of the great one himself, Rush Limbaugh. Dan Bongino is going to be in Montana next week. I don't know if you guys heard it live on some of these stations yesterday, but apparently he's just going to be on vacation because we checked with his producers to see if we could do an interview with him or meet up with him while he's going to be in Montana, but he's just vacationing in the state. So anyway, I know a lot of people have been asking about that. Next up here on the microphones, Jessica is with us as well, and it sounds like you do some important work here in the Valley.
I do. I'm a nurse for 10 years for Alzheimer's and dementia. But the masks and the shots and stuff, they wanted me to get one when I worked. And I said, no, I'm not going to put that in my body. My daughter, she's got disabilities too. And I'm like, no. but they pressed me. And still, they wear their masks. And I worked in the store for a long time. And it's just sad to see all the people wear their masks. They are getting so sick and dying from the masks. My uncle passed away. They wouldn't let his family in because they wouldn't give him the shot. He was almost 90 years old, you know, and they wouldn't give him. They said the insurance wouldn't cover it. They let him die by himself, you know, and it was sad. And they still had his funeral with everybody masking outside, you know. And this,
yeah, this was probably a couple years ago then.
It's been about 8 years.
About
5 years.
Oh, okay.
Probably.
Oh.
So, but you know, when the masks first started.
Oh, so yeah, about 4 years
four
ago,
years
back
ago.
In 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and look at the destruction. I just saw a headline earlier this morning about nursing homes being facing troubles, and you know, in part due to the Biden administration regulations, of course. And it's like, well, why? We were telling people in 2020 and 2021, you are going to kill these nursing homes. You're going to kill these assisted living facilities. And that's exactly what happened. It was their mask mandates. It was their vaccine mandates. And then still, you know, a federal government that never pays its fair share of what it should be paying and reimbursement rates. And so they're constantly shafting these companies. But then it's like, oh, wow, you need more workers. You need more employees. But yet look at how many they kicked to the curb over
the shots.
Over the shot mandates and things. Yeah.
And also, you know, and the disability. My daughter's on disability. And you know, I've had a lot of health problems, and they told me I was denied, even though my doctor said, you know, you are, and it's ridiculous. You have to wait almost 2 years I've waited.
Yeah. So you're going to get back in the nursing business, or you're like, no, I'm good now, I'm just going to stay
retired?
We'll
wait a little while.
You know, we'll wait till the craziness stops. Every now and then, if I see somebody, like, at a front desk of a hotel wearing a mask, I want to be like, I'm not trying to judge it, but I'm just interested. Can you tell me why you're doing that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because to me, it just seems like more of a political statement at this point. It's like, and case in point, look at these pro-Hamas terrorist sympathizers at all their stupid Hamas rallies. I mean, how many of them are still wearing the stupid COVID mask? So it's a political virtue signaling device.
Not to put any bad on the Chinese or anybody else. But they're the ones that wear it outside and inside and in their car by themselves.
Well, that's because they don't have the clean air that we've got here in Colstrip, Montana. If they had clean air like Colstrip, Montana had, they wouldn't have to wear those masks over in Beijing, for example.
Yeah.
On a related note with these COVID vaccine mandates, Catherine Herridge, you guys remember her? What was she with CBS? Yeah, she's a... She's now doing her own investigative reporting. I just shared this via Twitter, via X.com. Breaking: Army and National Guard accused of abandoning a 24-year-old soldier with a debilitating heart condition that internal memo linked to COVID-19 mRNA vaccine. To be clear, I don't believe this is a Montana-specific story, but yeah, there you go. Obviously, you know, you had a lot of troops who were forced to get this shot or else, which was just outrageous. And John Tester was responsible for that. Remember that. Remember John Tester, this phony who claims to care about veterans. He never stood up for these troops that were getting kicked to the curb. We got to remind folks of that one as well. Let's see. John, stand by. We'll get to you. Actually, John, this is pretty cool. You know, John, you and I, we interact with a whole bunch of folks via Twitter. You get a little fiery with some of these folks on Twitter, but I guess that's part of the fun. We've had a caller before, Frank and the Flathead, and then we've also gotten a chance to have some great conversations with Frank from the Flathead via Twitter as well. And anyway, he's with us next. So how cool is that, John, that we get to, you know, see some of the tweets we interact with online and on air as well?
That's great to actually, guys, you know, follow you so closely that they really want, when you go out to these remote locations, they really want to come and meet you in person, sit down and talk to you, see you face to face. That's really cool.
Well, I don't know if it's me. I think it's just the show. It's meeting everybody. I mean, man, we got like, what, 15 people here right now. So you get to see the whole crew and then get on the microphone, get a chance to be heard across Montana. Yeah, it's funny. We always call him Frank from the Flathead because for some reason on our app, when we get the app messages, it says Frank in the Flathead. But his name's actually Fred. And either way, Frank, Fred, whatever, you know, good to see you.
Yeah,
good
guys.
To see you, my friend.
Yeah. Good excuse to come to Benko and smell some fresh rubber and plastic and look at some dirt bikes, and it's cool to see a store that does carry dirt bikes, not just side-by-sides. Yeah, it's good to talk to you. I wanted to come down and meet you in person. Just kind of tagging on to what the lady next to me was saying. In 2016, our son, after graduating college with a bachelor's degree, decided to join the Marine Corps as an enlisted Marine. And I said, why don't you be an officer? And he goes, no, I just want to be a grunt Marine. And he was a 0331, a machine gunner, a smart guy, promoted pretty quickly. He was an infantry sergeant. He had three deployments, two of them Central Command. And towards the end of his Marine Corps career, he was forced to take the vax with threat of dishonorable discharge or less than honorable, which is a black mark that he didn't deserve. And he had a lot of nice accommodations. He had, you know, I'm not in the military, so if I even named them, people might say, oh, those are nothing. But point is, he served honorably and was even, in the end, the battalion commander, the lieutenant colonels, wrote a letter saying every effort at the Marine Corps should be made to keep him and try to get him to reenlist and become an officer. But I say all that to say I am about as pro-military, pro-defense as it can be, but I am so disappointed. And trust, once broken, is hard to repair. And I think our government has broken our trust in the way they've treated our service members and forcing that vaccine on them. The Abbeygate, what happened there, and the Afghan withdrawal is a disgrace to everyone who served there. And then they go trotting right off to Ukraine and drum up the drums of war. So yeah. I have my issues with Trump, you know, as I've said to you all, but I'm 100% with Trump. One thing that I was so glad is that when our son joined, Hillary was running against Trump. And at the general, of course, I supported Trump, and I did trust him to stop the endless wars. But I went to the Reagan Library last week, and I saw some of the handwritten letters that Reagan had wrote. And he was for all his faults, he was a leader, and he had the vision that he thought he could reach out to the Soviets and change things.
He's a great communicator. Yeah, you know, something you just said reminded me of an important point, tying the way our troops have been treated these past 3 years with the way our Border Patrol agents have been treated these past 3 years. Border Patrol Chief Chris Clem said last night, I got to share with you right after this. Stand by, back right after the break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, well, he's got to hit the road. He's got a drive in front of him here. But he started first as a Navy pilot, what, back in 1969. We got Skip here with us. Skip, yeah, I wanted to throw you on fast so we could hear from you because you were about to hit the road. But I wanted to get a chance to give you the microphone here. Thanks for your service. And, yeah, what do you want to tell folks across Montana?
Well, I was born and raised in the Flathead, graduated from Flathead County High School, 65, went to Oregon State on a Navy scholarship, and then went in and served for 20 years. And then my mom and dad had a farm here in the Flathead, and then, so I left after, I retired after 20 and came back, and then eventually went into the airline business, you know, flew for Southwest.
Oh, Airlines. Wow. Yeah. And so then, you're one of those kids that got to go serve in the military and then come back home to Montana?
And become a farmer. And then, you know, still aviation was still in my blood. But, you know, I loved the military. Both my children served. And my son was an F-18 pilot. My daughter was in the Air Force and both served in Iraq and in Afghanistan. But I'm so concerned about what's happening to the state of the military today. Reading Pete Hegstead's book about the war and warriors, and it couldn't be more true. And what I saw, especially at the flag level, and the people that were in the flag level and what happened to them, all the warriors that I would actually go to war with, they're gone. You know, they got rid of them. Tailhook was a disaster for them. I don't know if you remember the tailhook.
I've read about it, certainly heard briefings on it. Yeah,
oh, yeah. Disaster in the Navy.
Yeah.
And it's just the whole, you know, service has just been terrible.
You know, Fred from the Flathead, who spoke just before the break, he was talking about, you know, just the state of our country and the way our troops were treated, kicked to the curb because of the COVID shot and so much more. And then all these woke policies that are pushing people out and trying to force women to share showers with men who identify. I mean, it's just getting crazy, right? But it reminded me, Border Patrol Chief Chris Clem, the retired Border Patrol Chief, who will be here in the Flathead for this border security rally tonight. Last night, he was talking about the morale, the depressed morale of our Border Patrol agents, who many of them, it's not like they're, not like all of them go patrol the border and then come home to their families every night. Many of them, it's like being on a deployment when they're out on the southern border. Yeah. Just like we get deployed to other countries, they're being deployed far out. So they're not seeing their families. So they've got that stress. And then they're being attacked by this administration, by their own president, by their own leadership, who's making up lies about them whipping people on the border when it was riding split reins on horseback. And he said that affects the entire families. And he talked about how they've got a massive number of suicides that are taking place among Border Patrol agents. And so it just reminded me that the same way that our troops have been so mistreated by this administration, so are our Border Patrol agents right now in the work that they're doing. And it's just having disastrous. And so just like the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan and the betrayal that many veterans felt with the way that was handled, I think those of us veterans can identify with these Border Patrol agents and the betrayal that they likely feel in these last 3 years as well, too. All the years of sacrifice, the decades plus that the men who died securing our border, the guys who laid in the dirt on an OP to observe, you know, the cartel operative, and then to go risk their lives catching these guys. All that work, and then they just open the floodgates like this. It is such a massive betrayal to decades and decades of service and sacrifice.
You couldn't be more correct. What the biggest thing is that the leadership, because I was in leadership as a commanding officer of a squadron and stuff, and I always felt that, you know, my job as a leader was to give to support to the people that worked for me and knew that they would have my support. And also the way the people that were above me also made me feel that way. I just think that sort of leadership and the warriors that we have are actually because war is a nasty, dirty business.
That's right.
And there isn't anything about it that's nice. And you can't have woke people.
I think you got to be able to speak freely and give honest feedback and without, you know, feeling like you're going to get repercussions for doing so. Skip, great to see you.
Thank you. Safe travels on the road.
Thanks for your service.
Thank you for bringing the good weather to the Flathead.
I carried it with me here. I just forgot to bring my pontoon boat at the same time, but that's all right. It'll be waiting for me when I get home. Let me go to Lee in Kalispell, and then we'll have John Jackson give us some thoughts as well.
They're trying to put women in draft now.
That's right. Yeah, the Senate Democrats are trying to force young women into the draft. What's your take on that?
Well, I'm totally against it.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see, you came earlier, that you were like the first guy here this morning, so sorry for just now getting to you, but that's we got donuts and coffee and great weather, right? Yeah. You said you saw something in the news. It was a retired FBI director who was a little scared if Donald Trump becomes president again, huh?
Yeah, it was on MSNBC. And I saw the commentator asked him, what if Donald Trump gets elected? And he says, I'm scared because I'm afraid of retribution. You know, he was the former head of the FBI. And I read his comments saying that he must have did something wrong against the FBI, usually do. Because otherwise he wouldn't be scared of what would happen to him with Trump if he's not elected.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting, and Lee, thanks for coming and great to see you as always. But yeah, what an interesting commentary, John Jackson. You know, and then if you want to give your thoughts on what Skip had to say as well. But isn't that an interesting commentary that these former, you know, FBI directors or pick your other government agencies that abuse their position of power to politically interfere in our elections and undermine the president, they're worried that they might face consequences for their actions. But what a contrast. Under Biden, innocent law-abiding citizens are worried that they're going to face consequences for not committing anything, any illegal actions, just for being Americans and just for exercising your First Amendment rights. But yet, these guys who actually abuse their positions of power to break the law are worried that they might face consequences. John, your thoughts, and then I'll come back to Lee, too.
Yeah, they're everywhere. They're all over the media right now. And they think somehow that scares their viewers. That somehow affects their viewers. Oh, my gosh, Donald Trump is so bad that he's going to try to put me in jail as a current or former member of the FBI or current or former, you know, politicians like Adam Schiff is out there saying that the other day, that same thing. And let me tell you something from being 30 years as a federal agent. People that say stuff like that, you know why they say it? Because they're criminals. Because they know what they did. They know the crimes they committed, and they're really, really scared that a guy like Trump is going to hold them accountable.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, earlier you were talking about C-12s you flew in. I talked about a C-12 I flew in. So cool. A Navy captain that I served with over in East Africa, he's actually listening in all the way from Florida. And he was reminiscent on one of the C-12s that he flew in as well. And anyway, he said, great interview with that retired Navy commander, Skip. And yeah, I concur. It was great to hear from him. So, Bruce, Captain Bruce, thanks for listening all the way out there in Florida. Lee, you had something else you wanted to say.
Yeah, it's about the people on school board meetings, the parents, how they're being chastised and taking away their First Amendment rights just because they go to a school board meeting.
Yeah, yep, yeah, exactly. The targeting of everyday American citizens. Well, Lee, thanks for popping in here. Great to see you. Next up, I got a really cool T-shirt here. It says 25 years ago, we had Ronald Reagan, Johnny Cash, and Bob Hope. Now we have Obama, no cash, and no hope. Man, you thought it was bad under Obama. Just when you thought it couldn't have gotten any worse, and man, Joe Biden said, hold my, cocktail of pharmaceuticals, what? I don't know what you'd say, hold my what there, but.
The difference in today's Democrats versus, say, 20, 30 years ago is, you know, back then we always disagreed on taxes and welfare programs and all of that. But at the end of the day, both parties were patriots. They loved this country. They loved America. Today's Democrat Party are communist destroyers. Every piece of their agenda, everything they do is designed to destroy you. They are not patriots. They are anti-American subversives.
Well, we got Don here. Don, always good to see you. You always bring some interesting articles, historical material. What's on your mind this morning? We got a quick little shot here before the break.
Back about 4 years ago, I mentioned about first they're going to take Eastern Europe, then they're going to take Asia, and then the United States. Now, who would say that, something like that?
Well,
he already knew what was going on. And you got all these secret societies. You got the Royal Institution of Foreign Affairs over in England. You got the Bilderbergers. You got all these...
World Economic Forum in Davos.
You bet your boots on that.
But the Europeans are fighting back. I mean, they're kicking all the greenies out of power in Europe. That's the good news. All right, hold that thought. We got to take a quick break. And then Speaker of the House, Matt Regeer, in the House also.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I think Donald Trump will do just fine regardless of which Joe shows up. I think Donald Trump is well-versed on the issues. I think the fact that it might end up being 3-on-1 and that they'll try to interrupt Trump and that fake news CNN will use their chyrons, meaning what they put up on the screen with their truncated questions, to be as harsh and as abusively biased as you would expect. And I think that Donald Trump can still walk away the big winner in this debate. There are people that are saying, well, Hannity, just tell him, if you talk to him, tell him not to, you know, go in there and really take a, you know, tell him to just lay back a little bit. That's not my advice to Donald Trump. My advice is be yourself. Be Donald Trump.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, ready to give your home a summer makeover without breaking the bank? Our friends at Blinds.com, they have you covered with huge summer savings on premium customizable window treatments. I love Blinds.com. They invented the better way to shop for energy-saving blinds and shutters. I love my motorized options. You'll love them too. And even cooling outdoor shades, all online. Blinds.com, they give you free professional design experts that can help make a minor project like updating your window treatments have a major impact on your home's decor. They also send you free samples, and plus you get unlimited window treatments installed, whether it's one window or 50 windows, for one low cost. And as always, Blinds.com has their 100% satisfaction guarantee, 100%. And if you shop at Blinds.com right now, you get huge summer savings, up to 45% off site-wide. That's up to 45% off site-wide for a limited time when you go to Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
John D. Rockefeller, whatever his faults, created a lot of wealth in the Standard Oil Company. So much, in fact, that four generations of Rockefellers that followed had plenty to spend. In much the same way, the roads, bridges, power lines, and ports built by previous generations of Americans have been willed to us to enjoy. But those things, like J.D. Rockefeller's money, eventually expire and must be renewed and replaced. We've enjoyed the infrastructure inheritance of the last two or three decades, like the power grid. The second pair of larger coal turbines at Colstrip were completed in the 80s, along with a 500 kV power line that travels west. All across the country, there were tremendous additions to power generation capacity and transmission lines that peaked in the mid-70s. Since that time, little of significant size has been added, and the older assets are wearing out. Are we like those third and fourth generation Rockefeller families, still spending down what earlier taxpayers and ratepayers created? I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Yeah, this is going to be crazy, man. We are going to be all across the state. We're going to start the week in Missoula on Monday. We're going to be in Kalispell Tuesday, Great Falls Wednesday. Start the morning in Butte on Thursday. Then we'll be in Bozeman Thursday night. Back in studio in Billings on Friday with Border Patrol rallies all across the state. Some other events that I'll be attending. Yeah, it's going to be a crazy week. Hey,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
Show your true Montana spirit for this year's exciting game. Get started today by downloading our app or go to sportsbetmontana.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, we are very quickly running out of time here this hour of the show, and we got a whole lineup of folks still yet to join us here on Montana Talks, so it'll be a bit of a lightning round here. Don, it's always good to see you. Every live show we come up for here, we get to see you, and you load me up with some historical reading material. We talked during the break. Basically, what we're seeing happen is all the stuff that you've been talking about over the years, kind of the radical left, the neo-Marxists, what we're seeing big picture is back when you had FDR versus Huey Long. Long was the socialist. FDR was considered the more moderate Democrat at the time. Boy, the socialists have now taken over that party, right?
Yes. You take a look at the education system. You got this Gold 2000 School of Work, and they came up with this new one. I can't even think of it. Bill Gates came up with it. Anyways, which one's the best of all these that's coming up? When woman said, there's none of them. That's how bad it is.
In terms of leadership,
And I know somebody that real well, that got a reward for writing on the Democracy, won $50 on it, and that was my wife.
Oh, really?
And this is back in the 50s.
Back in the 50s.
That's how bad the education system has been going. Now, you got to just look at John Dewey and Horseman, and you find out who's behind a lot of this mess in the education.
Well, it's been great seeing you, Don. I'm getting really short on time, and I want to sneak on Speaker of the House Matt Regeer, and I might record a little bit more with him during our national news update as well, since we're short on time. But, Mr. Speaker, great to see you. And, man, what do you want to tell folks across Montana?
Hey, good morning, Montana. Good morning, Aaron. Welcome to the flat. It's always good when you bring the show here to town.
It's great to be up here. Yeah.
Summer, beautiful summer morning. I love summer. I love summer. Montana's outdoors. It's great here. The doors open here at, 8 o'clock, and the sunshine on the back, so it's great.
Yeah, we're here at Penco Power Products for the next hour, too, if anybody wants to jump in. I know I just read your name in the news. You're gearing up for the next legislative session and trying to get organized right now, which is right. You can't wait till January. So on how we push back against this illegal immigrant invasion right now, this illegal alien invasion right now.
Yeah, we tried for a special session on that. Didn't get enough votes on that, but we still got the bill in drafting. We've done a lot of the research has already been done, and different ways that we can play this out. There's a lot that we can do at the state level. Obviously, Biden is dropping the ball big time. Not even just dropping the ball, he's pressing back against states that are trying to enforce the law. So he's not just dropping the ball, but he's getting in the way, actually. And that is something that Texas and Iowa have stepped up. Florida, Arizona's done it. And there's a lot of other states, and Montana needs to join the ranks of those states and step up and say, this is a matter of safety for our citizens here. We're seeing that as well as even just the finances with the state. I mean, it goes on and on, all the ripple effect of illegal immigration.
That brings up a good point. Why didn't liberal Senator John Tester encourage his fellow Democrats in the legislature to support a special session? I mean, he lies on TV about supporting border security, but yet they couldn't get any Democrats to support that, could you?
Nope, yep, dead quiet on that. Just like John, when there is something that the political winds aren't blowing his way, he's just quiet. He'll go back into his hole. And that's not leadership. That's not leadership at all. You need to stand up and do what's right.
That's right. That's right. Instead, he's using millions of dollars from Chuck Schumer, California, and New York to come back and lie to Montana. And if you care so much about border security, John, then why aren't you delivering on border security, John? You're in power back there right now.
Exactly. You know, another one on John, too. We can't forget this. Back in the Trump tax cuts, back in, what was that, 18, when those went through, he called that the worst bill. He used the expletive.
That's
the
right.
Worst bill that ever passed the Senate. I mean, think of what that's going to do to our economy if Tester's allowed to keep raising taxes.
That's right. Meanwhile, as Speaker of Montana's House, you delivered on tax reform and tax rebates and tax relief. Speaker Regeer, great to see you. I know you got a meeting you got to jump into, but if you want to come back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.